going on, buddy? Good, yourself? You want any water or anything?
No, I'm
all right.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm sorry. I was just thrown off. I have the right address. On their tax returns, they use their home address to file. That's what was throwing me off. So here's my basic kind of thought, and this will take about 2 minutes. You've got 25 different moving parts on this transaction. We've got them approved, great approval for $55,000 for equipment. Their total is a little higher than that, so I would just have them pay down to you guys to get to that level. The second thing is the current truck they have has a lien on it, so there's titling issues. So, and then I've also got them approved for a very large working capital loan. I don't know if they shared that with you or no.
She just said you did everything that you could.
Yeah. Basically, what happens in our industry, without going into too many details, a lot of people kind of push customers on giving them the best deal, but the customer doesn't know what the best deal is, and oftentimes it's a product that is driven, like, basically put it this way, like, hey, I'll give you this really, really cheap rate, but then I'm giving you half the money you really need just to sell you a product and not really understand your business. So what my thought process is, this is what I think called the whole time constraints is this. I can fund their cash loan by tomorrow. I mean, I can put the money in their account, and they can start paying you. And then as they develop this whole truck, then we can do the equipment loan that's separate and get that done. But my whole thought process is, due to their time constraints, is that once they hear back from me, I'll probably try to push their cash loan through quickly so they can pay you. And then as they start the development process, do the separate loan for the equipment that's obviously longer term. They're at the catering job today, so I'm just waiting to hear back from them. But if I don't hear from back them, but I say tomorrow morning, I'll give you a jingle and have them, you know, holler at me.
Okay.
It's a fun one for the first one, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, they're good people. They've always, anything I've ever done for them, they've always paid. That's why I go out of my way for them.
I agree with you. That's why I'm so glad that we got them the approvals they need. But my goal is to obviously keep you informed first and foremost. Your customers are an extension of your business, so I'm just waiting to hear from them. It's like I said, it's a pretty complex transaction on all the moving pieces, but I hope to have this hammered out. And then you said, what was the gentleman that's going to be emailing me so I can look out for it?
I should have got it already. Brad.
Let's take a look.
Should be B. Smith at Saving Paradise.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.